Michigan Gaming Control Board clamps down on unlicensed operators. The Michigan Gaming Control Board, MGCB, has sent cease and desist letters to three companies offering unlicensed online gambling services to Michigan residents. Among the companies implicated, Prediction Strike Inc., a U.S.-based firm, was found in violation for offering internet gaming and sports betting on Michigan's iGaming market without the necessary licenses. Similarly, Sweepstakes Limited faced accusations related to its platform Stake.us, which allegedly hosted an unlicensed online lottery and raffle accessible to Michigan users. Furthermore, VGW Lucky Land, Inc., a company operating from abroad, was charged with running illegal gambling operations by offering games that involve monetary bets for the chance to win significant prizes. Companies violated Michigan gaming laws. Henry Williams, the MGCB executive director, highlighted the critical nature of gaming regulations. Quote, "Gambling regulations are in place for a reason, and illegal gambling operations are not welcome in Michigan." Henry Williams, MGCB executive director. Williams pointed out the dangers in regulated sites pose to citizens, including the lack of proper recourse and the potential diversion of funds from lawful, tax-contributing establishments that support community welfare. The actions taken by the MGCB are the result of violations of key Michigan gaming statutes, namely the Lawful Internet Gaming Act and the Lawful Sports Betting Act. These laws stipulate that only licensed entities may offer online gaming and sports betting services. Furthermore, the Michigan Gaming Control and Revenue Act criminalizes any gambling operation conducted without the MGCB's sanction, with severe penalties including imprisonment or fines. Companies restrict access from Michigan. In response to the cease and desist orders, the targeted companies have begun restricting Michigan residents' access to their platforms. Nevertheless, the MGCB is urging the public to report any suspicious or illegal gambling websites, thereby involving the community in maintaining the integrity of the gaming regulatory framework. The board also promotes responsible gambling through various resources, such as self-exclusion programs and responsible gaming databases available on the MGCB website and don'tregretthebet.org. In related developments, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer reappointed Joni M. Thrower Davis and Andrew T. Palms to the MGCB last week, extending their service until December 31, 2027. With Palms embarking on his 12th year and Davis commencing her second four-year term, Henry Williams praised their dedication and expertise. He expressed confidence in the board's stability and its capacity for effective decision-making under their continued guidance.